Hello and welcome to my program on XL Radio. For those of you who haven't heard me yet, my name is Victoria Bullis, and I spend a great deal of time scouring the world looking for interesting people who've had interesting experiences, and from it, they have a message to share with the world. My guest today is Gabriella Travell. She's from Turin. She's a linguist and has done a lot of things, including going to Antarctica recently.
Yes, in March this year, 2008, I embarked on this expedition with two Australian guys. One is Peter Bland and the other one was Nick Halleck. Peter Bland has been to the North and South Pole, and Nick Halleck has been in the music business and in the financial business too, and now is about to set off to the space on his Russian mission.
Into space?
Yeah, apparently he wanted to become an astronaut when he was 4 years old.
All right, so how did it turn into an expedition to Antarctica?
Yeah, basically what happened, Peter Bland met a year or so ago Nick Halleck, and they decided to put together their forces to take people to Antarctica. Peter Bland is quite passionate about Antarctica. And the purpose of this is not just to go and see the penguins or the seals, but it's actually to go through our own fears, limiting beliefs and so forth, to come out of the other side, to become more of who you are.
So you were gone for how many days?
It was 11 days, setting off from Ushuaia, Tierra del Fuego, crossing the Drake Passage and sailing, of course, towards the Antarctic Peninsula, and then coming back through the Drake Passage again back to Ushuaia. So 11 days in total. The Antarctica continent is really big. It's Europe and Australia put together. And the Antarctica Peninsula is really the tiny little bit, like it looks like an appendix, really, on the top north left and side of the continent.
And there were just the three of you on the ship?
No, it was a group of roughly 30 people.
I understand. So you were kept busy. You weren't just floating on the ice.
No. There was time for some lessons. There was time to go ice climbing or kayaking. And then you had to eat and rest a bit. So all in all, I remember just being active most of my time, really.
And what was the most interesting experience you had?
I'll tell you. We were all set off for kayaking, ice climbing, camping out and things like that. And my purpose was to get geared up so we're able to film people and also record my experiences, my feelings and so forth. And what happened was something really unexpected. The second day we were in the Antarctic Peninsula. It was the first ice climbing day we went on, and I took all my cameras with me and landed on this little beach. I left all the stuff in my rucksack because I thought I want to give it a go first. And what happened while we were ice climbing, a huge iceberg not far just sank. It sank into the sea. And the most amazing thing was it sank like the Titanic. So basically in the middle, and then the bow came up. It was just amazing show to see. And all of us were mesmerized by it, and nobody really, including Peter Bland, realized that this would have had a ripple effect on the sea level.
Exactly.
So basically the water came on the beach and took all the rucksack and stuff, and my rucksack was one of them.
So
all my gear was just flooded, and the rest of the trip was just me and Antarctica.
So Gabrielle, tell me about the other members of the expedition. Would you call it an expedition?
Yes, I think so. Nowadays, possibly they are not expedition like they were in the past, the 19th century, of course.
Right.
And they are different, but we are different as well. They were all people like me, coming from different backgrounds, of course, from Australia and from UK, rallying there with the same purpose, really, which was to challenge oneself and become more aware of who we are. It was, I think, the synergy of the group really played a big part in the whole thing.
So they brought along enough food for the entire 11 days, or did they fish?
Well, no, we were on an icebreaker, which is actually a big ship that it was built in Russia and is for expedition. So all was catered for. So we had normal meals and we had cabins, and It was like not a cruise ship because it's much more frugal and basic, but we had like a normal life, except when we went camping. We went camping for a couple of nights.
On the ice?
Yes, yes, yes. And that was a peculiar experience, definitely.
How did you stay warm?
Well, we had tents. And the first night, actually, we also built an igloo. But it was only for 4 people, and I didn't go into, I slept in a tent. We had very thick sleeping bags, and we had particular gear on, 3 layers of different clothes. Possibly the most peculiar thing was to lie there and hear all the noises of Antarctica.
What noises?
You know, you might think, oh, you go to Antarctica, there's nobody there. It's very silent. Very quiet, it's not. The ice is actually like a living creature. It moves a lot and it cracks and then it collapses and it sinks and it's just...
Were you afraid at all?
It was a funny, funny feeling, you know, in the middle of the night to hear these bangs and this like thunder type of noise and you think, where is it?
So was this a fun trip for you or was it more enlightening or spiritual? How would you categorize it?
For me, it was... a very interesting trip inside myself, where the surroundings and nature helped to the process of going and explore more myself.
So, Gabrielle, what did you just mean when you said a trip inside yourself? What does that mean?
There is a trip, which is what you see outside, so wonderful landscape, and you connect with other people, etc. And there's also a trip, which is inside yourself. All the emotions that come up, everybody has got some issues or problems or challenges from the past. So being in an extreme environment, it enhances this process. So also the connection with other people, the relationship that they form, and etc., it all is part of what I call an inner voyage, an inner trip, you know, and of discovery.
Are you a person that meditates?
Yes, I do. And I like doing yoga and I'm interested in whatever it is that creates our mind and our feelings and all the rest.
So did you do yoga on the trip?
No. Oh, actually, I'm lying. No, we did. The second night that we went out camping, actually, we did, myself and another couple of girls, we did some headstand on the ice. That was really fun.
So do you find that you're any different now that you've had the trip? Did it make a big difference in your life the way you had hoped?
I think I kind of took a bit of myself out of Antarctica, which was... maybe unknown to me before. I feel like more whole and very, very calm inside.
Do you think this experience would be something that corporations could use to take their senior staff, their senior employees to learn how to get along better or work better together?
Absolutely. It's my intention to develop some programs to take people either to Antarctica or to other remote places like Patagonia, where I travel next in my trip after Antarctica, to really, really reconnect with themselves. And I think the major role is to actually be in contact with nature and to have the time to really just, you know, focus on something. Generally, we don't really focus much on what we do. And when you are in a place like that, it's so much easier to forget about all the fuss of the world.
Right, so you wouldn't really relate this to a corporate experience. This is more of an individual experience, would you say?
No, because I think the synergy of a group is very important. You know, the dynamics also, the interactions among people are very important. They can really trigger, you know, stuff that can come up in people. And we don't really live on our own. So I think it's very important to be with others and to be able to share an experience like that. It really life-changing. And I can see the way we relate to each other because we keep in contact on a regular basis with the other members. Now we all come back. And there is a very deep bond. There is a very kind of solid connection. And even if with people that you maybe, I haven't talked much during the trip because there was not much time, you know, whatever, I still feel a very, very deep, nice bond. Like I'm on a human level, of course.
If you have a message to give to the world about what you've experienced so far, what would that message be?
The message would be nature is possibly the most precious things we have in our life on the planet.
What do you mean by nature?
Nature, the environment.
The environment.
You know,
the
of
air,
course
the water. The
Yes, everything is the most precious things we have. And it's part of us, so we should really pay attention to preserve it as much as we can, as pristine as we can. And is that the reflection inside ourselves is being truthful to ourselves and really pay attention to who we are and what we want.
So, Gabrielle, how can people get a hold of you? What is your website? So people can find you. Maybe you'll find a sponsor or to find out more about the expeditions for themselves.
My website is under construction, but it will be soon finished. It's www.flyinginspiration.co.uk. Yes, Flying Inspiration.
Oh, Flying.
Flying Inspiration.
I-N-G. And your email address will be on your website, right?
It's very similar. It will be on the website, but otherwise they can send me an email to flyinginspiration@yahoo.co.uk.
Okay. And when will the website be up and running?
By the end of next month at the latest.
Yeah, which would be June.
Yes, it will be June 2008.
I wish we had more time to go into more details. I look forward to seeing the pictures and hearing more about your next trip.
It will be a pleasure.
Thank you for coming today.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
Thank you so much again for joining me here on XL Radio. This has been Victoria Bullis, and I'm looking forward to introducing my next exciting guest to you in the very near future.